Well, I am on my way to a new workplace. It's going to be a bit noise pollution-y because I'm on the highway. I wanted to talk about a movie I don't think I'll do a formal review on, but it's what sparked this conversation, so I do want to give it a nod. It's called Minding the Gap. Is it Minding or Mind? Now I'm paranoid and I have to look it up. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary that this young man made of him and his friends in their teens and early 20s. And I hesitate to call it powerful. I think it is important. I think that, it's Minding the Gap. Came out in 2018. It's an hour and a half long. The director, Bing Liu? Anyway, I'm just going to say Bing because I don't want to look at my phone right now while I'm driving. So, which I'm sure you can appreciate. I'll look at the camera while I'm driving instead. No, I won't. I'll look at the road. He had this small group of friends that, you know, they kind of bonded over skateboarding, and they're in the United States. I can't remember where now because some folks moved out to Colorado at one point, I think, but they were elsewhere for the majority of the film. Anyway, but they had all grown up with some form of like physical abuse in the home. And it's interesting just because this film, I mean, this dude's like, again, he's filming a lot of stuff because, I mean, he was kind of like, I think he was kind of their go-to filmer for like skate stuff. And he just chose to kind of film, you know, these little bits and pieces of him and his friends out in the world and doing stuff. And I think that turned into something else at some point, and I think the film is interesting because, I mean, he's young, like, he's doing all this kind of, like, on his own, like, from what we can see, setting up cameras and lights and stuff, and interviewing, he has, like, some kind of direct interview moments with people. Some are more candid, there's a little bit of narration from him from time to time, but he talks to, you know, his friends, and sometimes their family members, just about their home lives, growing up, their adolescence, their, again, these forms of abuse. They talk about especially relationships with their fathers or stepfathers or absence of fathers or whatever. And I think that it's really interesting. Like, it was cool. I didn't know where it was taking me at first. I didn't know much about it. I was like, oh, it's like a skateboard documentary or something. And I was like, sure. And then Rebecca and I watched it together, and it was much more than that. And it kind of takes you, I don't think there's any spoilers here, especially because it's like a documentary, but it is something that it starts out in a way and you don't necessarily know where it's going, and it kind of meanders a bit. And I think part of that is just, you know, like with I don't know how much Bing had to do with the editing process as well. If he was literally just everything he kind of, you know, directed, filmed, edited. But, I mean, he's pretty young, right? I think that, I don't know if he's done any other films before this or whatever. I think it's awesome and amazing that this got on Netflix. I think it's definitely worth a watch, which I'll explain more of and get to the bigger part of this conversation. But I do think that it shows, like, yeah, you're an amateur. You're not someone who's been doing this for decades. You don't have all the resources. Like, yeah, like, I don't expect you to be making, you know, some bananas documentary that, you know, would be on an IMAX theater or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense that this is where he's at with stuff. But during the viewing, I noticed, I shouldn't say you, you may notice, that it's definitely more of an amateur film, because it is. And I think that this is just part of that growth process in a lot of technical ways with technical things. Storytelling is part of that with this young man. So I was really pleasantly surprised at the end that he was able to wrap up so much stuff, because I didn't know if he was going to get back to some things, and he did. And he wrapped things up very nicely. And that's what kind of led to me wanting to discuss it a bit. So I was reflecting on it just at the very end of the film and afterwards about how what a beautiful opportunity he created for himself to explore these major parts of his life, and to even do some reconciling and opening up conversations with his own mother about things. And I think that there's a lot of what word do I want to use? I think there's a lot of strength in that. I think that it took a lot of strength and whatever conversations he had to have with himself about what that might look like or what it would lead to or who knows what'll happen, and jumping kind of into an unknown, and then somehow getting into Netflix too. Like that's a whole other part of it. But I think that I'm just thinking of just the beauty of art and just how this young man, this Bing, that he created art, but despite the fact that again, things could be multifaceted, right? Things could be twofold, threefold. Like, I think that I'm assuming, what I would like to believe is that this started as something, I mean, it seems like, yeah, he started filming however long ago just because he was just documenting stuff and maybe didn't even know all the reasons why, and he's just doing it and whatever. But at a certain point, I think he recognized he wanted to kind of explore this issue and figure some things out for himself and where he's at and why, and kind of seeing commonalities between him and his friends, and wanting to look at that and analyze that. And I think that that's really a wonderful thing, to use art or filmmaking, storytelling, whatever, as an avenue to do that. And I think that he's, you know, and maybe there's people he wanted to talk to that didn't talk to him, but I think the people he was able to talk to, I think that it was, if I were him, I'd be just grateful for that. I am happy that he was able to have a group of people participate in this thing. And I think through that, they also learned stuff, that they got to confront parts of their own history and think about those things. And I think that is also just a gift that art gives people. In this aspect, you've got someone who's involving others in that creation, and it becomes kind of collaborative in a way, even though he's directing what he's wanting from people, not wanting to say, but wanting to discuss. And he has to make decisions of when to drop conversations, when to push further, when to have them, you know, about that person in front of them or not, or whatever. So I think that it's just like, it just made me reflect on, like, for a moment I was like, man, I think everyone should make their own documentary. Like, that's just what everyone should do. And quickly that became like, oh, that just means everyone should make art. And I think that whatever way it is that you are having these discussions with yourself, at the very least, if you can involve other people that are important in that discussion, then even better. But whatever ways that you can have the discussions with yourself and analyze and just look at things critically and look at them carefully while still having some self-preservation. And this is self-preservation in a way. I think that it is important to take stock, to take inventory, to really recognize certain things that happened in your life and why and what they may mean. I think that's just an important part of the process of learning and growing and being a person who wants to be better And but doing that in any way you can, I think, is important. And for me, a lot of that is through art, a different type of art than Bing was making. But it just kind of made me, I just had the moment of like, man, this is why everyone needs to do this. This is why everyone needs to have some type of way to express themselves, not just to like, I mean, because you could express yourself through sport. I think there's creativity in things like, I mean, using skateboarding as an example, I think you can express your own creativity and style and whatever that comes out. You create your style of skating based off of you. If you are skating way more aggressively or more technically or doing, you know, like huge, like just I don't know, there's different styles there, but they develop from you as a person. And I think that being able, though, to have, again, I don't know for certain people and what they do, like how much they're personally working out by doing those things, right? It's like, if I go play basketball by myself, I feel really good in a lot of ways. I don't know if that is necessarily the arena in which I am exploring my history and how it relates to my present and what I can change for the future. I think that it does something else for me emotionally and mentally, but I don't necessarily think that's where a lot of these very active and careful reviewings of my own life come in. I think that, and they don't always have to be careful, but I just think that you can have courage to do those things and also be careful, because especially if you're involving other people, there's a lot of things you have to think of because you want to preserve the relationships you already have. Yes, you might want to open things up and be honest with your friends and discuss things, but you want to maybe preserve those relationships for a while as well and think about what serves you best and how you're going to navigate difficult conversations with loved ones. So I think, yeah, Minding the Gap, it's quite good. I really enjoyed it. It was different from things I've seen in a long time. I can't think of anything else that I've seen like it at the moment. But I think it's good. You should check it out. But also, for me, one of the biggest takeaways was just like, yeah, this is why people, this is why young people, this is why adults, so anybody, we need to have some form of art, some form of expression, a way of exploring ourselves by whatever that method is. And for me, it's externally processing. For Bing, it may have been the same thing, externally processing, to really dig deep into things and find some solutions or some peace and some calm. I just think that's really important, and that this film made me confront that a little more.